Simen Sadiches, Erechaim Simen Sadiches. A person should have kavana. The name of the sim, the simen is Tzarech Sheyiyeh Lo Kavana B'Tfilosei. Hamispalel Tzarech Sheyichaven B'Livoy. So the Mechaber says, a person has to be mispalel. When he's mispalel, he should be mechaven. The word kavana, a good translation is, would be focused thought. The person has to feel that the Shekhinah is in front of him. He should remove all the machshavas which are preventing him from focusing. His mind is totally focused on his tefillah. Then he brings that's what the Chassidim Anshei Maaser originally would do. That Shoyim is Bodedim and Mechaben Tfilosim, they would be total focus of their Tfilah. Asher Megiim Lispashos Agashmias, until they reached the point that they left the physical world. Liskarbus Koyach Asichli, the Koyach of the mind, the intellect was so, became so powerful. Asher Hoyim Megiim Korav Lamailas Anavuah. Every Shmonesrei for them was Korav Lamailas Anavuah. They reach close to the Madrega of Nevuah. Mechaber continues. It's interesting, this is the Lashon of Rabbeinu Yonah. The Masechtas Brachos. The fact that Rabbeinu Yonah was able to tell you that would sort of tell you where Rabbeinu Yonah was standing. It's in Shulchan Aruch. Right? It's here in Shulchan Aruch. It talks to us. I mean, it's a fascinating piece of history. That's not what it's here for. It's here to tell you that there is a way to daven, which obviously we're not holding there yet. But this is something a person should know. He's supposed to put this in his crosshairs. He's supposed to put this in his sights and say, "This is where human being is. This is the way a person is supposed to daven." I want to maybe just discuss a point in halacha, and then I want to use that maybe as a springboard to discuss a machshava. There's two halachas. One of the most famous ongoing situations in Klal Yisrael is the fight between the person who talks during Kaddish and the Gabbai. Okay, so in Simon Nun Vav, Mechaber starts, Yesh Lechaven Baniyas HaKadosh. You have to be Mechaven. See, the same focused thought. Same focused thought which I have in Simen Sadiches. I have Shurk Shechaven, person has to focus. So he says, person has to be called Koichai. It means, person has to be focused, what he's saying. Bekolshkin, Shurk Lizor, Ma'odim, Ma'odshal, Hasiyat, Bemsa, Kadosh, Kadosh. Person has to be extremely careful not to talk during Kadosh or Kadosh. He brings their cherets that there was a certain emir found a leyo who was carrying all of these camels loaded up with af and chema, whatever that means, anger. There's like packages of anger being delivered. Kadosh Baruch had anger at somebody. Who's that for? People talk during Kaddish. Okay, he brings Sefer Maisel Chassidim, etc. That's the lashon of the Mechaber. That's the lashon of the Mishibura and Simen Nun Vav. Just halacha lemaisa, where you're supposed to. So he says that when the chazan starts, that's in sif aleph, sif katan yud. B'shosh chazan armi yiskadol tzarich lishmar v'lishtek kemavur bereishim kuf kafchei the tzarich lahazin v'lahovin mashar emer hashatz kam sheyed achar kach lamash. The person has to be quiet from the beginning of kaddish. Right away, has to be quiet. It seems at the end of the Yeshua Marab and Yisra Shalom, that's a minig, that's not the Mikra Adin, but the main Kaddish till the Damaran Ba'oma, there's a lot of person has to be quiet. Unless you're a Svardi and you say it with him at the end. There's a similar locha in Simen Kuf Chaf Dalad, which is talking about listening to Chazar Shashats. Well, you say it's Tichaschulen. Who He says, "V'gadol avodim insoy." There's no way to bear such a sin. V'garim boyan. There's a mahalacha in Shulchan Aruch which doesn't say anywhere else is this lashon. Kamat doesn't know this lashon. And there's a lot of garim boyan. You're supposed to scream at him. The makor for the gabai going shah is it's a makaber. He's doing halacha. There's a halacha. We scream at the person. What are you doing? And he brings some from the Eliyahu brings that oila noshim shemesichem eisat tefila, because I've seen many bote kinesias which they, because of this avera min shemayim they cause it to be destroyed. And there's a famous piece from the Tesis Yom Tov. The Baal Tesis Yom Tov wrote after Gzeres Taf Batat. Gzeres Taf Batat came and was visited upon Klal Yisrael due to the fact that people spoke during Chazaras Hashatz and spoke during Kaddish. That's the halacha. I want to maybe just try a little bit and explain why it's so chomer. It's a fact. You know, I had a situation which I found fascinating. I went over to a young man and I pointed out to him that you can't talk during Kaddish. He told me, "Is it such a halacha?" I said, "Yeah, it's a halacha." It's nice to know that he never knew that it's halacha. I don't want to play the game of a person being the gabbai playing hide and seek with the boys. I don't want to do that. But I want to know what the halacha is, and I want to know why it's maybe why it's so chomer. And this is, and it goes back to this nekuda of kavana. The kud of kavana of focus. We say in the psukim say that there's a story with Eliyahu Hanavi. Eliyahu Hanavi goes out to the midbar, and the Bershim comes to him after the Eliyahu is by Har Carmel. He proves to Klai Yisrael Hashem Elokim, Hashem Elokim. The next day he gets this message from Izebel that says, "I'm going to kill you." He runs out to the midbar. He says, "I can't mevakish nafshi lamus. I can't deal with Faisal anymore. I'm going out into the midbar." He goes out into the midbar, and he's there for 40 days. He gets the Bershon gives him this uga to eat and this mayim to drink, and he goes for 40 days, and he comes to the Har Hashem, and there in the Har Hashem he has these galos of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Kodesh Baruch Hu comes to him, and there's Eish lo be'Eish Hashem, and there's Rash lo be'Rash Hashem, and and then finally there's a Kol Dvar Medaka, and the Kol Dvar Medaka. That's when the Kodesh Baruch Hu speaks to him. It's almost, you see the parallel in the Sana Toikev. In the Sana Toikev, we said there's the B'Sher B'Gullah Yitaka, and then there's a Kol Dvar Medaka, then there's this Kol, which is Yishrama. We do it in davening. There's the Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, where a person screams out Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And Shemoneh Esrei is quiet. I once said over, I heard a mashal to be masber, what's happening? It says there was two brothers who were divided. After the war, they ended up, they were in Berlin, and when they divided up the sections of Berlin between the various different parts of the Allies, so one person ended up in East Berlin, one brother ended up in West Berlin. So they, obviously there was no movement between the two sides, and he was not able to see his brother for many, many years. And they always kept petitioning the government to let them meet. Eventually, they were successful in their petitions. They arranged a time to go, and hadn't seen each other for close to 20 years. And they were very close with each other before. And they were able to communicate through letters, but the letters were always censored, etc. But they were meeting each other and seeing each other. They're so close, but they're so far. It was a phenomenal emotional moment. And there came a time, and they're running toward each other, and each was screaming, you know, whatever their names were, you know, Yankel and Beryl, good, you know, Yankel, Beryl, and they're screaming, they're getting louder and louder. And it says, but the moment when they finally meet each other and they hug and kiss, there's no screaming anymore. There's silence. Tfila is the moment of Hispashas Agashmias. It's a moment when a human being touches the Shekhinah. The Shekhinah is the idea of kavanah, the focused thought of tefillah. The focus, it doesn't mean pirush or milus. The kavanah of tefillah is not that I say the words. It's a chavaya. It's an experience. A person should walk out of a davening, if it's done properly, a different person than he walked into davening. He met his Creator for a moment. He touched Shemayim. It's not he brought Shemayim, that he touched Shemayim, there is his pashas the gashmius. That's the goal of what a tefillah is. The pasuk says, "Vatznei alecha sim elokecha." There's a nusach. I think it's from Tanvil Yo. It says, "Vatznei alecha sim elokecha, vatznei alecha sim elokecha." The way to be with the Kadosh Baruch Hu and to touch Him is through the world of tznius, the world of quiet, still. The louder you are, you can't touch. You can't touch all the way up to the highest madrigas, to the highest levels of kedusha. You cannot touch with the Rash. V'leib Rash Hashem, v'leib Eish Hashem, v'leib not in the Seorah, not in the Kol Dama Daka. That's where the person is going. Chazal say that the goal in life is that the person said, the Moran Sanhedrin said, what is an Adam Nivra for? Is it Nivra for Lamal Peh, Lamal Malachas? He should be speaking, he should be doing work. What's the Tachas? It brings a Pasuk, he's Nivra Lamal Peh. So Moran says, Yachal Filo B'Dibre Taro. So it brings, says, so Moran goes, at the end, the Moran says, it says that the person should make himself, Ha'ulam, Omnam Tzedek Tadaberun. So Yasa Atzmaki Ilayim. Yochel Adibre Torah. If you keep for Adibre Torah, a person should keep quiet. Tell me, said it to the Beirut. The goal in life, Yasa Atzmakilim. It's an umnus. A person learns. He doesn't talk. When he does talk, it's a different type of talking. A person who learns the ability to control his deeper. It's not stam. You know, with a child, the first goal in life is to teach them how to talk. And a person, he talk, and children talk, you know, but children talk and there's very little of content in their speech. An adult, we would like a person to reach a point in life where he goes beyond that. That it's, there's content in his speech. His speech is ois kecheshem of the speech. That it's not stam geplapelt. And such a person, he has the meter of shtika. He has the meter where he's quiet. It doesn't mean he doesn't talk. The Chavetz Chaim, the Kahantan and Ein Redden, they said Chavetz Chaim was constantly talking. But it came from an ability that there was a certain quiet. There wasn't a need to talk. There was a quiet to the person. He could live with being quiet. Most of us talk because quiet is very scary. Because when it's quiet, we have to look at ourselves in the mirror. Rabbi Tversky says over a story that he hit a point in his life where he was extremely busy. He was running this program and that program and this thing, running. Boy, it was said he needs to go to relax. He found some place where they have this therapy, they have a hot bath, and the person goes, he went for this hot bath, and he says, you know, it was mamish wonderful, like gewaldic. He got in there, he said 5 minutes, felt so relaxed, he says, okay, I have time to leave. He says, I'm sorry, sir, you have to stay, you're here, you have to stay here. That's part of the program, you have to stay for an hour in the bath. So he stayed for another 5 minutes, he says, he was going out of his mind. He says, why is it driving me crazy? He says, and it hit him, that it's first time he was basically had nothing else to do. Till now he defined himself by what he was doing this, he's doing that, and he really had nothing to do but to think. And thinking about himself, what he is and where he is and what it was so scary, he couldn't do it. And he said, that's not where I want to be, and he worked on himself. The Alecha Sima Lekecha is because that's when a person gets in touch with himself. The person that's Tznei Aleches means he's not defining himself by what's going on around him, what's going on outside of him. He's defining himself by what's going on inside of him. That person, when a person gets in touch with the reality which is inside of himself, right, at that point in time, he's able to. We have on Huggy here in the yeshiva, Rabbi Baron speaks before Tkiyas. And then after he says, after he says, we're going to take a minute to think. Now, I was supposed to be thinking then, which I Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. Sometimes I look around just to look at the Talmidim and see what they're doing then. And there's certainty people are able to think. They're able to stop for a minute and think about where they are, what a message was to them, etc. And certain people which I see can't think. Their mind's wandering, there's and we would want everybody to be able to do that. You know, we want a person has to mechanech himself. It's that the umnus of shtika. It's an umnus. Dibur is not an umnus by us anymore, but shtika is an umnus that a person can be quiet for a moment and look inside his neshama and reach inside of what's going on with me. Rav Hirsch says a phenomenal thing. He says that the word tefillah referred to the act of tefillah as the hispalel. What does it mean, lehispalel? What does the word palel mean? So the palel, it says, the pasuk says, "When a son biflilim means judging. The act of palel is to judge. Lehispalel is reflexive; means he's judging himself. Tefillah is an act of judging oneself." He says, "A person says the words of tefillah, and he stops and says, okay, I just said these words of tefillah. What do they mean to me? Am I living by that standard?" A person is being mavakish from a kadosh baruch hu das. And he stops himself and says, do I really want das? How important is das to me? If I really want das, I'm asking for the work of das, how much am I doing, what am I doing during my day to show that I want das? Right? And I believe das comes from Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm asking for it, I really believe that. And you're judging yourself. He says, each time a person davens, he's really sending a message to himself, where do I stand vis-a-vis this statement? I ask him, Kadosh Baruch Hu das, I really believe Kadosh Baruch Hu gives das. I think I'm smart. I'm a smart guy. Next time I come up with a good kiddush, I say, yeah, Baruch Hashem, I was mechaben. Really? So what happened to your tefillah? So three times a day, a person stops and he says, one second, where do I stand vis-a-vis this? I think that the halacha of vidui has to be done b'shtika. And the Gemara says the reason Vida has been mishtika because it's not correct to be publicized. You don't publicize, you go and insult the Melech, and not only that, you publicize the insult of the Melech. You know, Melech, everybody should know, I insulted the Melech, and I asked the Mechila, you know, but that itself is a bizarre to the Melech. That's what the Gemara says. But maybe there's another Nakuda. He says, you can't scream Vida. Vidui is the person talks about that vidui. Why does vidui have to be bepet? He says sometimes the only way I can get a picture of what I did and how bad it is when I express it, because the ability to express something with your speech gives it a form, gives it a reality. But that form has to be done quietly, because I can scream it out to the whole world. I'm a big tzaddik. I'm willing to admit I did something wrong, and I'll say it publicly by the bima. Right? I'm busy focusing on telling the world. But when I'm talking to myself, I'm busy telling myself. And that's maybe the scariest thing the person is to face himself. We don't want to look at ourselves in the mirror. The word sneeze comes up twice in Tanakh, and that's it. It comes up at Sneelech HaSim HaLekecha, and it comes up also in Mishlei, and it says, Ves Snuim Chochma, means Esnu means Im. With Snuim there is Chochma. And on that pasuk, the Gaon says, called Diburim Shal Adam, whenever you speak, you should know, loy, it's not for yourself. Loy with an aleph, loy, it's not for the person himself. The purpose of speech is to connect with something else. When I'm talking, I'm giving you something. When I'm listening, I'm gaining. When I'm not talking, then I'm in connection with myself. The Tznuim Chochma, the world of Chochma belongs to the world of the Tznuim. That they're busy being in touch with what's going on inside of themselves, not busy talking. The Sefer Maaseh of Simchas Yisrael, that he had a machshava in Mussar, and his mahalch was he didn't say over his machshava in Mussar, he wouldn't say over right away, because as soon as he shared it with somebody else, it lost the impact that it had upon himself. His machshava, which he was developing, he was feeling, he was absorbing, he was learning from. And the longer he kept it, the more he developed it, the more it affected, until he felt he could squeeze out every ounce of lesson that it had for himself. Then he would share it. So the Simeon said, "Remember, once he said over a mimer, and he said to them, you should know that this mimer has been sitting by me for 22 years. For 22 years, he wouldn't share it. Because right now, the more private it is, the more it's impacting." One of my chaverim had an aura that when somebody tells you a maisa, you know, a geshmaka maisa, a good maisa of inspiration, etc., the standard response of most people is they tell you a maisa back. That's the wrong thing to do when you hear a maisa. But I think when you hear a maisa is to stop and think about it and let it inspire you. But then you're in the mode of shtika, the mode of, okay, he told me something, I want to absorb it, I want to use it, I want to become part of my reality. But as soon as you instead talk back, you've lost impact. You've deflected it. And that's so, you know, in the gay, we're standing before slichus. It's the moment of vidui. The first part of slichus is out loud. It's calling out to Kodesh Baruch Hu for slicha. The Yud Gimel Shel Rachamim, we say with the Bikol. And that we have a shaychus to. We have a shaychus to, and we say it with a nice kavanah. The vidui, most people run through the vidui. So I always felt, you know, always my chesed was that people run through the vidui. It seemed to me because vidui is tshuva. Slicha and kapora, we're ready to ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu slicha and kapora. But tshuva, you know, that's harder to do. To do tshuva, you know, and say an emes vidui is a hard thing. But I'm thinking now, there's another nakuda. For a person to say vidui slowly and say the word and stop and think what it's saying, he's looking himself in the mirror, and it's scary to look at himself in a mirror. So don't just say it quickly and move on. We're uncomfortable with that. It's very challenging for us. It calls us to move to different madrega. It calls us to think, redirect ourselves, move, and we don't want to do that. We're like we're in that hot bath, and it's, you know, and it's, you got an hour to be here. Just think. He says, no, I want out. So yeah, so the challenge is not, yes, there's a challenge we have to do tshuva. The challenge is that my son, Moshe Shrab, there's a din of the din of vidui peh. That's in vidui peh. Rabbaron Kotler Zatzal said, you know, vidui is betzem a chutzpah. You're getting up and you're saying to yourself, to publicly, whatever, that you're mevazeh the melech. So why do we have a right to do it? Because Russian wants us to say vidui. He wants us to come and say, I did something wrong. But that's calls a man that we're doing it right. But if we're doing it stam for no purpose, it says it's the chutzpah of a vidui peh is a terrible chutzpah. But there's a step further. The Rambam says, Rav Moshe Shrab says this, or is it the Rambam says, "Kishiyoshev adam mechetoy." There's a din of yisvada. Vidui is said after tshuva. Tshuva is charata kabbalah al asid. So if you don't do tshuva, what are you saying vidui for? So he says, so Moshe Shrab says, a person would want to be erlich in the way he's saying vidui. So he says, gazalnu. He says, 1 second, have I done tshuva on gazalnu? What does gazalnu mean? What have I done? Do I have charot on it? Do I have a kabbalah and asid on it? If I don't, I can't say the words. It's vidui peh. And it's a terrible chutzpah to say vidui peh. Vidui is a phenomenally challenging thing to say, and for whatever reason, because it's so challenging, the result is we don't say it. You know, we say it and we just up to pater. No. On the sweeter side, there's a nusach, you know, maybe it's a limit sus. They said there was by one of the gdolei chassidus that he feared on in his chotzer that they would sing vidui. So somebody asked him, "Sugar, how can you sing vidui?" He said the same Rambam. He says he did shuva, and vidui now is the vehicle for kapara. So imagine you're in the Chatzar HaMelech and it's all dirty and somebody comes and he cleans up the Chatzar HaMelech. You wouldn't be happy that he brought in you're cleaning up the Chatzar HaMelech. It's the most beautiful thing. Baruch Hashem, you're cleaning out the Chatzar HaMelech. So the neshama of a yid is the Chatzar HaMelech. The Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence belongs there. And it just doesn't fit because there's all this tumah there. And a person does tshuva and then he says the vidur, he's cleaning out all of that tumah from his neshama. It's just a moment of simcha. Samaeli says the vidui with the simcha. So you want to be the Baal Musa and say it that way, maybe the person doesn't say it that way. But as is, the way we say vidui, what are we doing? Rashi Rebbe one time said, he says, the whole tachlis of the Gatsa, the tachlis of the Salichis is to get to the moment of vidui and say, Bershom, I did something wrong and I want to change and I'm ready to change, please help me. We used to get this, Rashi would, you know, this is, and we're uncomfortable doing it. And what I'm adding tonight is this, part of the discomfort is not because we don't do tshuva, part of the discomfort is because we're scared to look at ourselves in the mirror. And the vidui, because it's said quietly, it's a moment of introspection, it's a moment of reflection, a moment of where a person is challenged, and it's very challenging and it's difficult. And the goal is, as B'nai Torah, the goal is adults, is to grow into that ability to do that, to face ourselves and challenge ourselves and say, am I happy with what I have? Okay, I'm not happy. What am I not happy about? What would I like to change? I'm ready to change it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to take the steps to change it. And a person is honest with himself. Then he says a vidui with such a geschmack. Now I'm ready. Yes, I'm willing to face myself. V'hatznei aleches, that moment of silence, is Imka Elokecha, the Bereshit says, I'm with you, and Ima Elokecha, you're with the Kadosh Baruch Hu.